Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome to the stage, please, Bonnie Raitt and her band.
To me, I ain't your judge or your king. I said, baby, you know I ain't no Queen of Sheba. We may not even have our dignity. This could just be a powerful thing. I said, baby, we could choose, you know we ain't no amoeba. Are you ready for the thing?
Sent here to clean up your reputation, babe.
Baby.
Oh, babe. You ain't no Princess Charming. Well, we can live in fear and act out of hope. Some kind of peaceful situation. Hey, but, baby, that cry of love is so disarming.
I don't know about you, but I am ready for a thing called love. That was Bonnie Raitt from the incredible album Road Tested. And the thing that I call love is KX 93.5. My buddy Tyler over there. And speaking of buddies, this is Mark Christie. and we're just honored and proud to be supporting the station. And I brought in some heavy artillery with me. I brought in my long time very good friend Brian Hurley to join me this evening. And in fact, it is Mark and Brian. So Brian, say hello.
Hello. But please make no mistake that if you were listening in today thinking this was a Mark and Brian show, probably hundreds of thousands of people that were misled to, this ain't it, but this is going to be a lot more fun. I can tell you that, just a little chat from us tonight, but we do ask that, you know, listen in for the rest of the show. We've got some good messaging along with some great music, and we're proud to be along some other great DJs who filled in today, people like Tony Eisenman and Steve Dictorow and Rich Sherman, lots of people from the area that are showing the need for to get behind the cause, and that is the KX93.5 cause. So let's listen to some more music. We're going to step into a little all live music. We should have prefaced that this is an all live show. So,
well, the thing about live music is it's, you know, it gives the artist a chance to actually interpret the song. So you get kind of a truer sense in a lot of ways of what their real feel and the soul behind the thing is. And sometimes they'll stretch it out a little bit. Sometimes, you know, bands like the Dead will stretch it out quite a bit. But these are all live performances, so you might hear them in a way that you haven't heard before.
So that brings us up to the next song. Here we have Kiko and the Lavender Moon from Los Lobos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is an incredibly cool tune by Los Lobos, Kiko and the Lavender Moon. We're back again on 93.5. And just a quick reminder why we're here. We're here to support Tyler and his vision and what he does for the city of Laguna Beach. So please consider either coming online at kx935.com/KXT Takeover or call down at 949-715-5936 and consider making a donation. These guys are doing good work here, helping out the city of Laguna. I grew up in this town, and you couldn't get a damn thing on the radio back in the days when, you know, before SiriusXM, et cetera. So let's,
Seriously.
So just thinking about Brian Hurley, I've known Brian a long time. He is like a brother to me, literally, although he's got 17 or 18 other brothers himself. But we've gone through a lot. We've experienced a lot of great music. We have a soundtrack kind of to our lives. And one of the things we do, and I'm just going to drop this out there now, one of the things we do that's a lot of fun together, and we try to do it every Friday, is we go out to the ranch, Ben Brown's, and we play barefoot golf. And it's kind of a cult. It's not even kind of a cult. It is a cult. And people, you know, watch us, and they think it's a pretty cool thing. And it's a very exclusive little club. And they want to join us. And we don't normally let that happen. But for the next person that either calls in, goes online, or better yet, texts my phone with a donation of, let's say, $300, $300, you and a friend can come out and play golf, have lunch, and play golf with Brian and I. Three clubs barefoot. That's the caveat. You got to do it our way if you're going to be part of the society on a Friday afternoon. It's a pretty cool time.
Well, you know, I'll try to fit that into my calendar. But, you know, I'm scheduled for that knee surgery coming up, so we're going to have to do that soon. So you better get to your phone soon and go with Mark's suggestion. So that if we play, it's got to be soon. I'm just saying.
We'll drag him out there. I promise you on that. Next up, we've got Bell Bottom Blues, a classic by Mr. Eric Clapton, EC.
But I don't want to lose this feeling. And if I do, a place to die, it would be in your arms. Do you want to see me go? Treat me, baby. Once I was strong, but I lost a fight. But you won't fight a better loser. Do you wanna see me crawl across the floor? Do you
bell-bottom blues. Don't you say goodbye. We're surely gonna meet again. And if we do, don't you be surprised if you find me with another lover. Do you wanna see me curl across the pole?
All right. You'll recognize that old one. That would be dedicated to my brother Patrick, first of all, because I know he's a huge Eric Clapton fan. And he has made his donation for today. So wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, Patrick. That was an old Clapton song from the Rainbow Concert. And again, we're playing all live music here today, so we may fade out on a couple of these. But we're here today. I just want to remind everybody why we're here, and that is because we've got a great team of people. It includes, you know, Tyler, Jason, and Monica, and Steph, Zach, the crew here that makes this tick. You really walk in and find the passion that they have for this operation. And this is the fourth annual DJ Takeover. Again, we're honored to be a part of it. And they do a lot of things for this town. And we'll go through a couple of those things as time goes by. But we want to keep on top of the music. We remind you, please, if you can help us out, it's for a great cause. You could dial in to the number here, 949-715-4859. Or go online. It's probably just as easy to kx takeover. Thank you. There's some gloss. Let's get to the next song, Mark.
This is the thing. Brian and I need each other.
God, help me out.
We need each other on that wall. The next song is kind of circling back to what we were talking about of you know, really getting the essence of a song by watching a performer do it live. And the next one's actually done by a friend of ours, Jackson Brown, and we've seen Jackson countless times, you know, maybe 100. And we've seen him two ways, one with the band, which is amazing, but my personal favorite is to see him just on stage by himself with a guitar, and he's done that a couple times even in my yard. The next song is one of my favorites of his. It is from his solo acoustic album. It is a very poignant message, and it is apropos right now. It is called Lives in the Balance.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who send their guns to the wars that are fought in places where the business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, on the TV, you hear one thing again and again, how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun, or a brick, or a stone, and their lives in the balance. There are people under fire, there are children at the cannons, there is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that are fought in places we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. The same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. It can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. And there are lives in the balance. People under fire. Children at the cannons. There are.
I want to know who the men in the shadows are. Jackson Browne, what a great lyric and a great message. I want to thank Joe Gelber, who texted me and committed $300 to the station, and he will join us and come out and play three-club barefoot golf with us. And the best thing about that is Joe's out there every Friday playing three-club barefoot golf anyway with us. He's already part of the group, but he wanted to show his support for what these good guys are doing down here at this great station.
Thank you, Joe. I also want to shout out to our good friend Jesse Peck, who also sent in his donation. And if anybody would know where to send it, it'd be Jesse, who is a first-class sound engineer and knows good sound and appreciates good music. So thank you for that, Jesse. Appreciate that. Up next. Actually, this one is something Mark is really close to. This just brings back, it goes back to when Mark started collecting vinyl a few years ago. It's been maybe 10 years? I don't know. There's quite a collection.
It's been a little while. So, the story behind this is, if you've seen the movie High Fidelity, I was out at Rhino Records out in Claremont, California, and some guy came up behind me as I was scanning or perusing the Neil Young section and asked me if I knew Neil and blah, 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 and he was basically vetting me. And ultimately, I found out he worked at the store, and he brought me out a coveted 181-gram double album on vinyl of Massey Hall 1971, which, if you don't know the story, Neil, it was his triumphant return to Canada, where he was born, after, you know, being a great success down in America, and it was just Neil and piano and guitars on stage, and they lost the tapes for decades. And they finally found the master tapes, and they put it out there. And to me, and I'm a Neil Young freak, it is without a doubt my favorite album of his. And this is just a beautiful song, Neil Young, On the Way Home.
Now, 'cause I love you. Can you see me now? Though we rush ahead to save our time, we are I love you. Can you feel it now? 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 Can you?
I knew Mark would like that. It just reminded me of going to your home and you showing me your new vinyl collection when you first got started, but I think every time I came over, you would say, let's listen to this one. It's my favorite. I've gone, you've got like 3,000 of them there. Let's play something else. But no, it's always good. The quality is amazing. Listen, we're just trying to do the best we can to get people familiar with what KX93 has to offer. And it's just such a great resource here in town. As I mentioned, the crew earlier, they're very passionate about what they do, and you can really feel their dedication here. And we had hoped that you would get behind it. There's so many things they do for town. You see them everywhere. You see them at music events. You see them at fundraisers. In addition to that, you've got a whole band of volunteers that come in and provide their time and an effort to put together interesting musical shows or talk shows as well. And there's a good friend of mine named Steve Reed, who some of you know and would certainly know his show if you've heard it on Sunday morning. The guy's done the show for years here, and if anybody was the silver tongue of this place, I would have to give the nod to Steve. But my point is that we're not in a competition here, except for Christy. He's very competitive. We don't give to whichever show you like. We'd love for you to think that we were the silver tongues here that deserved the award for, you know, bringing in the most dedicated group of people that are helping out. But I'm saying, Give it to Steve Reed or anybody that has dedicated their time and effort. We really appreciate what they do, and we appreciate your support. So we're going to move on to the music, and this is definitely upbeat after that last one. We're going to listen to the Allman Brothers live at Fillmore East. Let's hear it.
Thank you very much. Let's do a Muddy Waters song.
Nice. Muddy Waters song. Allman Brothers Statesboro at Fillmore, just cranking there. Can you imagine being in that audience in that little venue back then? They just kind of did a sign-off tour a year or two ago, which is fitting because that was without a doubt their, I think, their best moment, and sadly lost drummer Butch Trux, and he'll join Dwayne up there in the great gig in the sky. Very special album.
Nice. Well, listen, we're going to take that to a whole different sound coming up here. There's a song that just keeps coming up in my playlist, and we're talking about the song Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Mercy.
And that's the rendition by Cannonball Adderley, which was back in the 60s, and this is definitely bringing this live sound thing that we're going with tonight right into the main groove, and you'll feel when you hear people talking in the background and you know, maybe a little silverware or something jiggling. It's just a really cool sound, and so we're gonna take it to a different level here. Here we are, Cannonball Adderley.
Cannonball.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mercy,
yeah.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
For some of us, that would bring back a tune from the 60s, late 60s, by the Buckinghams, which you know the tune. All the, I wish that, no, I won't even try it. I won't even go there. Let's do this instead. Let's bring this really close to home. Well, and Mark, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no, no. I just want to circle back to why we're here, why they've brought down the grading curve to bring Brian and I in. And this is just to support our local radio station. So here's the deal. Letitia and I, my wife, will match the next few calls up to $1,000. How's that? So if you call in the next little bit up to $1,000, we will match you because we really love what these guys are doing and we like the way they do it. With that in mind, I'd like to thank my good buddy and partner, Mike Masalem. He donated $300. He'll be out there barefoot with us. And to remind you, you know, if you call in with $300, you can have the singular singular event of coming out and golfing with, you know, myself and my friends on Friday afternoon at 3:30, three clubs, barefoot. That's the way you have to play it. There's no scorecard. There's no betting. There's plenty of smack talk. It's a pretty good afternoon, and we'll buy you lunch, too. So call in, text me, do whatever. But Mike Masalem, thank you. Keith Gallo, he's in for $300. Thank you, Keith Gallo. And let's get on to the next one. This next song is going to be very special for a variety of reasons. One is that Brian introduced me to the artist, and it's been quite a few years ago, and he is an exceptional musician and an exceptional songwriter, great person. It's recorded here at Ivan's Own Mozambique just across the street. This is a friend of ours named Sean Jones, and Sean talks about his roots. He's from San Bernardino, and many people would say that Ben Harper may be the very coolest person, maybe the hippest person to ever come out of the 909, but I would say that Sean Jones might give him a good run for his money. Mm-hmm. This is an original song that Sean wrote called Heaven's Daughter, and Sean lived in my guest house for many years. This guy is prolific. He is phenomenally gifted. Something to add?
We love this guy. He's been a friend for a long time. As a musician, he is just—he just came back this week from another road trip to Switzerland. I think he's been there for close to a month. He does this on a regular basis. He's a committed guy. He plays over 150, maybe even 200 nights a year. He's shared the stage with an amazing list of great musicians. So let's just get on with it. We love the guy. We love his music. And
Heaven's Daughter.
Heaven's Daughter, Sean Jones.
Behind, as the first ray of sunlight
nothing left. Makes me thank all of creation for the time is still at hand.
If you haven't had a chance to see Sean Jones live, you really haven't lived. He's going to be at the Zeke tonight, I believe. He's just back in from a European tour. And somebody was offended with my comment that he was one of the hottest things to come out of the 909. Brian's wife texted me and said she thought she was the hottest thing to come out of the 909. And
there's Carrie also.
Was it Carrie? Whoever it was, top five. Well, okay. And keeping with kind of the local connection, the next one, which is a ripping song, does have a local connection. A few years back, I saw Dave Grohl at the Henry Fonda Theater at a concert up there. It was a fundraiser, and I only knew him obviously from Nirvana. This is before the Foo Fighters, and this guy came out, and he just destroyed the place. And we're just so thankful he hooked up with our local friend, who is just a sweetheart of a guy, Taylor Hawkins. And we've got the Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
Thanks a lot for coming out tonight, you guys. I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away follows you back home. And I'm a street light shining. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight.
Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you.
I like that version a lot. What about you? I hadn't heard that before.
I have heard variations of it, yeah. But I just love Dave Grohl.
I like the acoustic. Again, the whole live thing's still working. You know, I think we're winding this down, though. We only get an hour, and it really flies by. So we got one more song for you. But before we go, I just want to, again, thank Tyler and his crew for inviting us to be part of the DJ Takeover. It's a huge success. I think this thing's rolling along. And we got one more song, and that's going to be our friend Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. But
playing in Oakland. And before that, I think it's just a timeless song that still holds up today the way it did when it came out back in like 1970 or something like that.
Well, his album company refused to play it. They thought it was too controversial, and it ended up being his biggest hit.
Of course it was.
Back then. But before we go, one last time, because as Brian pointed out earlier, and that's Brian Hurley, who I love like a brother.
Thanks, bro.
Pointed out, I'm very competitive. In fact, I'm the most competitive. You know, just the biggest. It's the grandest. We're close. We're actually doing a very good job here on the fundraising, but we need a little bit of help from you out there in the ether to kick us over the top. So please make a call now to 949-715-5936. or go online, or go online in the next few days. But it's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's just a great thing that these guys are doing this here. I want to circle back. I mean, there's never been anything like this in Laguna Beach, at least not in my experience. And I've been here a long time, 50-something years. A, you couldn't get reception of any kind, and B, just to have people that sort of get it and get the town and are so committed to this town. I watch what Tyler does. I watch what these people do. I watch where they go and what they support and how they do it. And they're the real deal, and they are worthy of your support, your love, and your credit card, frankly, because it's a nonprofit, and they need your help. It doesn't happen by accident. You need to actually get out there and get her done. Thank you so much.
Let's hear what's going on. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us.